I said roll. We'll get started. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 7:13 on Wednesday, November the 8th, and I'm calling the KPFT Local Station Board meeting to order. I will begin by sharing with you the following that is at the top of your agenda. Please note, if you have a point of order or a request for information, and that is the appropriate new language, not point of information, but request for information, only one person at a time can be recognized. To be recognized, you must stand unless unable. Points of order must be submitted in writing and will appear in the minutes along with the disposition of the point of order. Due to an abundance of dilatory acts, that's a dilatory act, but we'll allow it, by a few members of this body in previous meetings, the chair is following Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, and putting everyone on notice. If there is dilatory behavior that obstructs or thwarts the business of this body, the chair will warn the offender and instruct the secretary to place in the minutes the gist of what the offender has said. If this happens more than twice, an immediate vote of the body will occur that can suspend said member's rights. In the extreme, membership can be revoked. And if you want to see validation for this, it's in chapter 20 of Robert's Rules of Order. Do we have any staff recognition tonight? Robert, Mark.
I'd like to recognize all of them for their great success with the recent fundraiser. I think you could see from the top down that there was enthusiasm for raising these funds from all of our volunteer staff, from all of the on-air personalities, and obviously it was a rousing success.
And by the way, Elaine Duncan, I have been notified by Deb Shafto that she's fighting through her way through traffic. Elaine Duncan is taking the minutes at this point in time. She will turn this over to Deb when she arrives. Is there any other staff recognition? Seeing none, we will take roll. Anne, I am going to distribute something that didn't get anywhere around the table last meeting, and that is a pad, and I'm asking for everyone's contact information. And because this didn't make it around last time, and we're void of some of this information, I would like someone to take charge of making sure that this makes it all the way around.
I will.
Bob, thank you very much. We'll start with Cliff, who did fill this out last time, but I think that's as far as it went. Okay. You need a pen? I have that as well. Here we go. Here. Talk to it. Name, address. Name, Cliff, I would like everyone's name, address, email address, and telephone numbers.
Point of order.
State your point.
What is the list going to be used for, and is it going to be distributed to anybody outside of the LSB or KPFT?
Well, it's a point of information or a request for information.
Okay.
It's only for our internal use. It will not be distributed beyond. Is that satisfactory with you and everyone else? I see no objections, so I will assume that is the case. And Bob, I'm asking you to stay with the pad.
Yeah, I will, Ted. Okay. I plan to. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. I want to point out that I have received a resignation letter that was passed on to all of you from Susan Radwin. That seat is being filled by Dwayne Lark. I received a resignation letter from Lars Headington, and he reinforced it with an email to me that I have on my cell phone. If somebody wants me to put me through that, we can after the meeting. But that seat is being filled by Joseph Davis, and Jaime Rodriguez is not here tonight, but even if he was, he has...
I saw a last-minute email from him.
I was about to speak to that. Even if he was here tonight, he has missed 3 consecutive LSB meetings and has not requested excused absences. On page 14 of the bylaws, it says that this is not a negotiable matter. It does say other items are negotiable, but if someone has failed to attend 3 consecutive local station board meetings, which absences have not been excused by a majority vote of the LSB members present at the meeting in question, they are removed. It is not one of the items, namely 9D or E, where the delegate must be afforded reasonable and appropriate due process. So, to fill that seat of Jaime Rodriguez, we have Rita Washington. Are you seated at the table yet? Thank you very much. And new members of this body are afforded an opportunity, and I'm going to limit it to totally new members, 1 minute to introduce themselves, and that I will do at the conclusion of roll call. But
Mr. Chair, point of order.
What is your point of order?
Jaime Rodriguez did get an excused absence last month. I don't remember the exact date. The bylaws say that there's 3 consecutive unexcused ones, and one of them was excused. And he asked for excused absence for Monday and tonight. Also.
No, he did not.
He emailed.
I have not heard from him in 3 months. If you can show me some evidence of that, then Rita Washington, so seating on this board, will be entertained, but unless I see something in writing, I am going to seat Rita Washington.
It's already been declared.
Point of order. Benicia and Adriana had their hands up before Bill did.
In my
What is that? Is this a point of information?
No, this is a point of order.
Well, please stand.
I cannot do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Ted. You just said if you could.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I did read Hyman's request. Hyman also stated in that request that he is dealing with Harvey. So in light of all of us who are still dealing with Harvey, I think that kind of takes precedence over anything and everything. I move that his absence be excused. Are we not compassionate enough? Y'all say we please.
Second.
Third.
Because he specifically said, due to Harvey, he is taking other jobs to help pay for his parents. Remodel of the house.
You have a request for information?
Yes.
What is your question?
My request for information is... I obviously some members saw that email, obviously it is mainly there. My request of information is I'm still being a member of the board and I'm not receiving email. Some emails I received, not all of them. What's going on? I never saw that email from Jaime. It's different than the list, and some of them go to some people. I don't know. Because, I mean, I believe what they are saying. If they said that the email is there, I don't have any doubts. But, you know, all of us should receive.
I received an email from Jaime Rodriguez this afternoon, just like the rest of you, saying that I have missed a bunch of meetings due to Harvey. But all he had to do in the last 3 months was send one email saying, I request an excused absence. I have not received any of those. And for the time, I received the one today, but he has missed three previous meetings.
He showed you one dated December 13th, or I mean, September 13th.
You can show me anything. It was you showed me the recorder of your cell phone. I didn't see
it. I've got off of there, but I'd be happy to show it to you.
Mr. Chair, would you like me to read the one from today?
Now I'd like you to hand me your. What is this from when?
Today.
I know. I acknowledge that we have one for today.
I can't believe it. We haven't even gotten in a roll call.
Did you know that he said today? Oh, somebody left the
baby. Wait, please stand.
It's really ridiculous.
Email that we he sent today.
It's totally ridiculous.
I don't even want to answer. We received it after four, and he asked for an excuse absence. This was going to be his fourth today. If it was not excused, is that correct?
That is correct.
So. And he sent it after. Okay, just checking.
Mr. Chair. What is this like? Chair.
I am going to rule that the seat previously held by Jaime Rodriguez is now provisionally held by Rita Washington, and I will entertain other challenges to this at some other time prior to next month's meeting, but I am not going to further delay this. The bylaws are clear that this is not open for arbitration. Roll. Adriana Castaneve.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I challenge your ruling. Point of order.
This is the dilatory behavior that I said I would not accept. I'm calling roll. Adriana Castaneve. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Nick Economides requested an excused absence. Are you buddies now?
Yes.
Great. Alexandra Hunter.
Here.
Jim Krafka. He requested an excused absence because of the weather after 4 o'clock this afternoon. I told him to take an Uber. He is absent. Adrian LaViolette.
Here,
LaViolette. LaViolette. Jerry Lynch.
Present.
Robert Mark.
Present.
Perry, or P.K. McCary, informed me she was running late. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Rita Washington.
Present.
Catherine Sinclair, KC. Deb Shafto, on her way. Benicia Williams.
Yes.
Myself, I am here. Rhonda Garner informed me that she would be absent tonight. I don't know what time. I will double check that to see whether or not she is eligible for an excused absence.
It was before 4. I was still at work.
Okay.
She's ill.
Okay, request for an excused absence from Rhonda Garner. Robert Gartner.
Here.
Wally James.
Here.
Joseph Davis.
I am present.
Would you please come to the table? Cliff Smith.
I won't come to the table without everyone.
Cliff Smith is present. Mike Lewis.
Present.
The chef, thank you for being here now. Okay. Agenda approval. What is your point of order?
Well, you know, Adriana missed 3 absences in a row without asking, and Monday was the last one. You're not even allowing a motion from Venetia to excuse timing. He asked for an excused absence in September.
This is dilatory. I've ruled on this. You're out of order.
This is has to do with the
agenda. Agenda approval.
Mr. Chair.
Point of personal privilege.
All of this is out of order.
Mr. Chair, Bill Kosher is lying. I asked for an excuse, and I said exactly.
I've treated your request. Okay. I've taken rules, and you're out of order.
Bill Kosher differently than you.
He preferred his actions by saying it's not dilatory. Then he proceeded with the
out of order. Action. Point of order. You didn't recognize him.
What?
Please ask him to be
recognized. Nobody's been
recognized.
You didn't get recognized either.
Minutes approval. We have the minutes from April, May, June, July, August, September, and October. They were all referred to the secretary for approval, for rewrite and approval. They were taken, if I am not mistaken, by Joseph Davis. And what is the status of your rewrite of April, May, June, July, August, September, and October?
I have no idea. I was going to rewrite all those. I wrote rewrote the last one you gave me, which was, I think, August. I forget now. I don't have a copy of it with me. It was the last one in August. Where I wasn't here, and he was here, and I was asked to redo it, and I did.
Have you posted?
That has been submitted. Everybody here has had a copy. The last general regular meeting, I gave everybody a copy of 3 different minutes.
Does anyone have? No, October.
Okay.
Just a moment. Does anyone have any corrections to the October minutes? October 11th. I will.
If you do not have a copy, I have copies here.
You're
for those
out of order.
There.
I do.
Everybody, I want questions and comments to come through the chair. Does anyone, please raise your hand if you do, have any corrections to the October 11th minutes of this board, which, I will point out, are not properly labeled. They say KPFT Local Station Board. The word minutes is not there. So I'm pointing out to you that this is the document that I am referring to that needs to have the word minutes added to its title so you know what you're looking for. Okay. Adriana, do you have a correction to these minutes?
No, sir, I want a copy. I will appreciate a copy. And I will appreciate receiving one by email.
Okay, here.
Oh, wait, maybe this is my top. No, that's it. That's good.
Can I get a copy, too?
Absolutely. Would you pass this down?
Thank you.
one more. Would you do it again?
We have no consent items for tonight, so at 8 o'clock we will come back to public comments.
Mr. Chair, I'm here.
Did we not?
Call me.
Okay. Then. Anissa, do you have Anissa Faruqi as included as present? Elaine?
I do now.
Okay. Is there anyone else whose name I missed in the roll call?
Point of order.
State your point.
What happened to your last question?
I'm sorry, what was that?
About any changes in the minutes?
Yes, okay. Are there any other corrections to the October 11th minutes?
I want to know how you determine who has an excused absence and who has an absence without an excuse.
The minutes for October the 11th indicate, beside each person's name, whether they're absent, present,
That's it.
And yeah.
P or A.
P or A. Okay.
So did anyone hear my question?
Yes.
How anybody hear my question?
I heard your question.
Can
your question.
You tell Ted what my question was, someone?
How do you distinguish between someone who has an excused absence and someone who doesn't?
And the answer is by the letters A or P next to their names.
Or X. Excused. Excused absence.
There are no X's on this October 11th agenda.
No.
I mean minutes.
No.
Okay.
So that means there were no unexcused absences last month?
That is correct.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Then, I didn't
know.
Did you want this?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, there were...
Did you fill that out?
Madam Secretary Pro Tem, can you read off the names of the people who have requested excused absences for tonight?
Or you from your list, right?
Correct. From the roll you just took.
Who's after me on the list? NC, is there an initial?
Nate, it's gonna be.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. She has. She had an excuse.
Nick.
Okay, Nick is excused.
Requesting an excused absence.
JK. I'm sorry, I just put initials down.
Jean Clark.
Thank you.
That's excused.
Uh-huh.
And Rhonda Gardner.
Yeah,
is there any objection to excusing those three individuals? We are saying it is Jim Krafka, Nick Economides, and Rhonda Garner.
Point of information, didn't you already talk about Jim Krafka already?
I was told by Elaine that the request was made before 4 o'clock.
No, that was Rhonda Garner.
Yeah, Rhonda's not. What was wrong with Jim?
Rhonda's
after
4:30.
Huh?
I think Rhonda's came in about 2:30.
Yeah, but Jim Krafka's came in much later than that, so he's not eligible for a...
Come on.
Lift the
chair.
Jim's
cool.
I'll
he
make
hardly
a,
misses
I'll
it.
Good
I'll make a motion that since we're getting close to the Christmas season, that we accept all three of them as excused absences.
Okay, is there a second to that?
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any objection to excusing all three of those absences?
No.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Well, let me finish the vote, please.
Point of information.
What is your point of information?
Is there a certain amount of excused absences that the bylaws allow for? That you can't have it past that amount?
It's in the standing rules that don't apply to any of these individuals as far as I know.
Okay.
What
okay.
is it, though?
You'll have to. I don't have a parliamentarian. You ran her off, and so you'll have to look at your own copy of the standing rules.
I read them. I know them very well.
I want to take a vote on this item. There's a request a motion to give all three of those individuals excused absences.
Jaime Rodriguez.
No, Jaime Rodriguez is not eligible. He did not qualify.
Mr. Chair,
is there any objection to those three requests?
Sneak it in the back door.
Mr. Chair, Trump is. Please recognize Venetia.
No, I'm going to finish this vote. All those in favor, and now Rhonda Gardner is here.
We don't need to excuse her.
Good, leave it at three then.
It's the right
number.
Mr. Chair, object.
All those in favor of excusing Jim Krafka and Nikki Kalanides. Any objections?
And Jaime.
I object.
And we'll take a hand vote. All those in favor of excusing.
Everybody refused that.
No.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Set your point.
According to our special rules, order of the one, section one, the special, LSB member may be granted an excused absence who holds three or more absences in the previous 12 months. And while it is perfectly permissible to be up for us to grant excused absences to all persons who have less than three absences, the county granted anyone three or more absences. Thank you.
Live with the rule.
All right. All those in favor of the motion to excuse the absences of Nikki Kalanides and Jim Krafka, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
No. The ayes have it, and the motion is passed. Now,
what is the motion that you just passed?
Pacific and National Board report.
Mr. Chair, I have something else with you.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Adriana Castaneda, you have 4 minutes to give your Pacifica National Board report, followed by Bill Crozier, Rhonda Garner, and Robert Mark.
Mr. Chair, before that, I have a point of order to know, I have the right to know, my claim was delayed last Monday, and I wrote specifically to a lot of you, the one that I remember, asking for an excuse absence. Well, that granted, what happened to that? Because the secretary was saying
we will address that question right now.
Okay.
On Monday night, we did not vote on anything. But as Adriana just said, she was delayed by a plane flight. She requested an excused absence, and she was not present for Monday's meeting. We did take roll. That was the only official thing we did. So we have a request for her excused absence on Monday night. I'm going to take this to a vote right now.
Request for information?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
If the member had the ability to send an email to certain selected members,
I didn't send an email,
body,
sir.
Adriana, you're out of order.
Can you explain it?
Why didn't she send it to KPFT, LSP, KPFT?
The request,
with our
the request does not specify that it has to be sent to the entire board.
Mr. Chair, let me explain.
No,
yes, because it's something incorrect. I said clearly that I didn't have option to send an email. That's why I said a text to you and to some of the people that they remember the number and put it there. I sent a text. That's why I didn't send an email, because I didn't have that option.
Okay.
Is that clear?
And the effect of this vote, if we do not welcome P.K. McCurry, will you please, Madam Secretary, note that P.K. McCurry has arrived. The effect of this vote, if Adriana is not given an excused absence for the meeting on Monday night, the effect would be to remove her both from this body and from the Pacifica National Board. So, you have heard her explanation. You know the consequences of this vote. All those in favor of excusing Adriana's absence on Monday night, please raise your hands. All those opposed, the motion passes. We will move on. Adriana,
excused absence request,
Mr.
Chair.
You're out of order.
We're still on this agenda item.
Jesus, we're
And Your Honor, please give us your 4 minutes for the Pacifica National Board report.
That you are refusing to recognize the
Ed, Your Honor, would you please stand and give us your 4 minute Pacifica National Board report?
I prefer to receive the question, if you don't mind. And we have, you know, that we are 4 members. I will appreciate that sometimes I can start after, not being always the first, because I have 3 people to answer.
I'm going to give you a pass. Bill Crozier, 4 minutes to report on what's happening with the Pacifica National Board.
May I make the motion that I was wanting to make?
Point of order.
Point
of order.
Asked and answered. Can we hear
you?
I think this
in the middle of the meeting, either one of you. That's up to Ted to scream.
Point of order.
State your point.
I believe that this member that continues to try to move the agenda in the direction that he personally wanted to go, and that is in your own description and his own preference, was he's not being dilatory, but almost every action he's taken so far has been dilatory toward moving the agenda forward.
Your point is well taken. Bill Crozier, 4 minutes on the Pacifica National Board report.
I'll just pass since it seems that you're not
Rhonda Garner,
to follow the proper
4 minutes of the Pacifica National Board report.
You should recognize it.
No, that's right, because you do that.
Do you wish to pass?
Basically, what's going on has not changed, and that is figuring out what the option is, considering that the judgment from the Empire State Building is in effect. So trying to figure out whether to borrow money, how to borrow money, whether to file bankruptcy. Personally, at this time, although it's not popular, I personally am thinking, because the advice of our CFO and our legal counsel, they recommend bankruptcy because they say that our debt is such that, and it's of course very confusing, and I feel like most of us on the board are out of our league in making such an important decision. So I just try to take it all in and do my best to make a decision. I would like for anyone at all on this board who has an opinion to let me know, because I am a representative on the national board. And I'd love to hear from any and everyone, because I don't think I could get too much information considering how heated the subject is.
Too much information.
No, I'm saying I would like to get as much information as I can. I get emails amongst the PNB members, but there's not a lot of talk between the LSB and the PNB members here, nor do I. Am I privy to that really going on at other stations? There hasn't really been much of a talk between this body and the national board. So that's about all I have. But that's the main thing that's going on.
Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Robert Mark to speak, and then I'm going to go back to Adriana and Bill for their 4 minutes, and then I will throw this open to Q&A. Okay, Robert.
With all due respect, Rhonda, no attorney has recommended bankruptcy, and our chief fiscal officer was at one time in favor of bankruptcy and has since rescinded that opinion. Bankruptcy is the last choice. It's probably a choice that only makes sense to make in the event that the Empire State Building chooses to sequester and levy on our bank accounts, which would essentially put us out of business. The filing of the bankruptcy petition would then require them to restore the funds to us so that we can continue in operation while the bankruptcy moves forward. So bankruptcy is a last resort, assuming we can't work things out with the Empire State Building. But the real problem here is having nothing to do with what we do on this board. Is basically, it's an East Coast, West Coast gang fight. The people on the West Coast have real property that they are figuring out they don't want to jeopardize in the event that if we do fail, that property might be something that they could use to save their station. And the people on the East Coast don't want to do any kind of a signal swap that would take away the inherent value of that commercial band radio station in the center of the FM dial in New York City. And so I don't hold out any hope that enough people on those two sides will get together to agree to any plan to save Pacifica, which in my mind leaves us at the mercy of the Empire State Building Trust, which means that it may very well be that we do end up with bankruptcy, because I don't think that people will ever get together.
I have a question.
We're going to go through them, and please write your questions down. Don't lose them. Okay, it'll come to you again when Q&A begins. I want to give Adriana and Bill their opportunities. Adriana?
Okay, everybody knows that I'm a member of the minority. They call minority, it means the members that don't receive any information. We realize that even we receive information from people on some LSBs that have more information than, in this case, me. Are a lot of conversations that are going on out of the PMB. We are not, in my case, I'm not allowed. I don't receive some of that information. I agree with a lot of things that Robert said. It's true, but I see that the struggle. But I believe that it's more than that. All those currents are happening there, and I believe that some, a bunch of illegal things are happening. For example, the PMB vote, make a motion, and vote with a really narrow margin, something that changed the bylaws. That is impossible. That happened in the last meeting. That is not possible. It's very clear that it's not legal to change the bylaw by a decision of the PMB, but they did it anyway. And the same is happening, for example, we already have an order from a judge to see the PMB member, and nobody recommend, I mean, we are in contempt to the court. Some members vote not to see that, decide not to see that person. You know, and more than that, for example, it's very clear that in our organization, the Pacifica Foundation, the executive director is just executive director. That's what the board allow or tell them to do. I don't know under which authority the interim executive director authorized to file an appeal to the order of the judge, knowing that it's just delaying things and nothing will change and will cause Pacific a lot. Those are decisions that the board need to make. That never came to the board. No, the original lawsuit, nothing. Nothing came directly to the board. It was no board approval. Like I said, a bunch of things are going on. I heard people saying it's a swap. They are trying to swap the WBAI and DFW signers. I don't know anything. I'm sorry. I'm your board member. I'm not privy to any of that. You know, as we know that we appear some of the people. For example, the lawyer that. He's not charging us anything, and he's in charge of the negotiation with the Empire State Building. He's not allowed to talk to some of us. He can talk to some members, but not to all of us. You know, how do you think that we feel? You are asking me how the situation is. This is the situation in the PMB. We are totally in the dark in a lot of issues. And have to do with legal things. I believe that it's true that we have problems, but that doesn't mean we know perfectly. That just that just the WBAI license
is worth 10 times what we owe. You know? Then it's a bunch of BS that we need bankruptcy. The Global Center, that is the last resource. And we can do a million things. But we are allowing members to bring sharks to offer loans to the foundation. We cannot even talk to those people. Somebody said, "Oh, we send email. I never receive it." We need to. We should worry. We should worry.
Doug Crozier.
Well, there was a lot of misleading information you just heard, but let me go back to what Bob was saying. I think he was basically summarized the major issues or conflicts. It's taking up so much of the PMB's time. I wouldn't forget those. In case y'all haven't heard, that there's going to be a national fundraiser next Tuesday. Every year, PRA, the PRA Archives, has a fundraiser on National Long Air Fund Drive to raise money for PRA. So that's going to be next Tuesday. I believe it's from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. our time. So there'll be a lot of special programming there, and be sure to listen in. They're going to be offering as a thank you gift the Voices That Changed the World USB drive, the 64 gigabyte USB drive that we've been offering all this year. And they also have a new volume that has about 1,000 hours.
Bill, this is not a report of the Pacifica National Board. This is a fundraiser next week. Would you please confine your remarks to the Pacifica National Board report?
All the problems.
I thought it would be of interest if it's a national thing. But, okay. The major issue still is because, as Bob was talking about, is between deciding whether we're going to probably do a signal swap for WBAI or possibly WPFW, the New York or DC stations, or sell property. Some of the people from New York have been suggesting that we sell the KPFT's building and the building next door to KPFA to provide for the settlement. And I and our CFO have both said that it won't bring in enough money. You can't just be homeless. You have to, even though we've been interested in buying another building and moving anyway for some time, we did talk about this Monday, by the way, for those of you not here then. And you know, we'd like to get a better space with more parking and all this other stuff that we don't have now. And the building next door to KPFA is small and it's in bad shape, and the two of them together wouldn't bring in enough money anyway. So you're still going to have to do something else. And I mean, honestly, what I think, if they're going to sell buildings, they have to sell all the buildings. I just can't see that working. I mean, it will obviously be disruptive. So I think the single swap is going to have to be what's going to have to happen, but we're still waiting on more specific information from our broker, who's getting information from possible stations. Base stations that might want to do a swap with us, and we're still waiting for offers, so we'll have something that the PMB can look at and decide on. So we don't have that information yet. But we have to decide pretty soon, and I can give more details about the lawsuit if you're curious.
Okay, we have 5 minutes before public comment. Yes. Well, wait, no. Questions and answers, and you'll get to speak again. If people have a question for anyone, it will be for everyone.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Mr. Mark went after me, and he contradicted some of the things that I said.
If the body wants to hear what the contradictions are, they can ask that question. Okay? Is who would like to ask a question?
Me.
Okay.
Okay. One of the things I've asked a few times, has there ever been an exploratory committee? Now, I'm probably not using the technical language, y'all, but other people have also had this question. Has there ever been a committee or a group of people, or us, seriously thought about KPFT removing itself from Pacifica in any way, or asking and relaying to the other Pacifica stations? Because this is what I was really thinking about, okay? Washington, D.C., you know, New York, California, they got progressive radio out the ass. We need more. And maybe we could talk to them and say, maybe it's time you rally around us. You know, KPFT does kind of hold its own. I don't think Amy Goodman will deny us at the end of the day, will deny us Democracy Now.
Alexandra, your question is getting so long.
Okay, so has anybody thought about this? Has anybody just brought this up? Because I've hit roadblocks when I've asked.
Understood. We're questioning, extracting ourselves from Pacifica. Robert.
of information, Mr. Chair, is there a clipboard in CAS for public comment?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Does anybody want to speak in public comment?
Robert, would you please speak to this?
As a member of this board, you have a fiduciary obligation to the Pacifica Foundation. Any group of citizens that does not have a fiduciary obligation to the Pacifica Foundation can get together, form a 501c3 nonprofit, raise money, and see if they could come up with the money to either buy KPFT from Pacifica or wait till Pacifica fails and pick up what they can at a fire sale. Keep in mind, though, you'll be bidding against the Lakeside Church for that, who has already expressed an interest in the past in owning KPFT.
So would that be...
Wait, Alexandra.
Can I ask another question?
Well, after other people do...
You're learning anything. Are you
I really want to learn. You could answer it. It could be a question other people probably have, too. Okay, so is that happening? Okay, the first option that you said, the one where we could talk to Pacifica... Would that be an option people would be willing to kindly say, we've been partying all for a long time, but maybe we want to go on our own? Is that a nice conversation? Is that... I just wanted to know.
I think if the option of money was right, they would consider it.
How much money do you think?
Nonprofit 50
Oh, it's speculation.
Robert and Alexandra.
Okay,
Adriana wanted to speak to this. Your hand is up. It's your turn.
Well, the first thing that we need to know that KPFT is just one station that belongs to the Pacifica Foundation by itself. KPFT is not an entity by itself.
Right.
Doesn't own the building, doesn't own the license, doesn't own anything.
Right.
Then whatever happened to the Pacifica Foundation.
Okay, is there
all those other speculations about if we go on this, the same thing that you are saying here, you can hear in KPFA, they think that they are the major one, they need to keep their buildings and do whatever and get rid of all of them. KPFK say the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now you say, I believe that the importance of Pacifica Foundation is because we have 5 stations and more than 200 affiliates. We cannot go by ourselves. If we go bankruptcy, nobody will say, oh, we can buy KPFT. No, that will go, the whole foundation will be in bankruptcy. And I don't think that we are not even remotely close to that.
So we need the whole...
Alexandra. Jerry has now a question. Look, folks, we are at 8 o'clock, and I have 3 people who have shown an interest in public...